Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and welcome to Rights Radio, your independent voice. Rights Radio is brought to you by StarPublications.com, that's Star with two R's, and by RightsRadio.com, where consumer, economic, homeowner, health, and security rights have a permanent URL. If you're confronting a serious condo or HOA problem, visit StarPublications.com for our Homeowner Association Rights Defense Kit and for our new book, Secondhand Smoke Crimes, When Neighbors Poison You, Your Family, and Pets. Our topic today is home air purification systems. Finding the right air purifier can be a time-consuming, expensive, and frustrating challenge. My guest is Barry Midwinter, president of Air Purifiers USA. Welcome, Barry. So nice to have you on our show.
Well, thank you, Joyce. It's certainly a pleasure to be here.
Hey, Barry, can you give our listeners some background? How did you end up in the air purification business?
Sure, Joyce. It's an interesting story. We were looking for a career change for me with my family. We found that what we were doing just wasn't compatible really with the lifestyle that we wanted. I was a financial planning professional looking after a group of credit unions doing estate planning several miles west of where we lived, and my wife is a physician and was looking after two clinics several miles east of where we lived, and we were going to be looking at having our young teen home alone for several hours each day, and I decided I would fall back on my computer science background and start an internet business. And when we were trying to decide which products to carry, we wanted something that would help people. And we decided on air purification. My wife has an allergy problem and some other respiratory issues. And it turned into a very good business for us.
I think it's wonderful that your wife is also a medical doctor and that you're a geek like me. I'm a hidden geek. I don't let too many people know that. But I love your background. It's diverse. And it was, you know, very unusual for somebody with your background to walk into the air purification field.
Well, yes, it was interesting. And we researched the air purifiers very carefully. My wife was a great help with that. We wanted to make sure that we weren't carrying any products that could do harm to anyone. And we're also, of course, wanting to be able to do products that were of a benefit to people.
Now, you have six websites, but what website should we point people to?
That would be our main site, Joyce, our Air Purifiers USA site.
URL, yeah.
Yes. It's a bit of an awkward URL. It's, of course, the www.air-purifiers.biz. That would be airpurifiersusa.biz.
Good. Well, we'll put that on Rights Radio, too, so people can find the link very easily. Now, I know that you encourage people to call you with questions. And as you know, that's how I found you, because I'd been searching for an air purifier for my problems, and they were mighty problems with smokers next door, as you can imagine. And I'd been searching for months. I think I'd been searching for half a year. And I was so confounded by all the choices. And people wouldn't call me back. And if they did, they seemed to be right out of 10th grade. Or they were trying to sell me a particular product without being able to give me an overview. You return my call, and the discussion was like a breath of fresh air. So what's your approach?
Oh, thank you, Joyce. Exactly that, Joyce. We have our 800 number plastered all over our website and on every page of our website. We encourage people to call. We want people to call. That is just good business for us, because we want to get a very good match between the customer and the air purifier, so it deals with a specific concern that they have. And we find that among the six vendors that we represent or manufacturers that we represent, we can fill almost every situation satisfactorily.
How did you choose these vendors?
Through a lot of careful research. We looked at what we consider to be the best air purifier sites, analyzed them, did a bit of reverse engineering as well, and we chose the manufacturers we wanted to represent based on what we found in our own research. And then we approached it very cautiously. We tried to purchase an air purifier from each of these manufacturers so we could test it ourselves and just see how it worked. And gradually it just really evolved over time. We found certain manufacturers would excel in certain areas. For instance, we have two manufacturers who really excel with removing airborne chemicals and gases and odors from the air, and we've also found manufacturers that really excel with removing airborne particles. In fact, we have one manufacturer who is able to remove virtually every particle from the air that exists, down even to the very, very, very small particles, the 0.003 microns, which is at the viral and bacterial level.
Well, that's the kind of discussion that you and I had when I first talked to you, and I was so impressed because you brought an educated background to the discussion, and you were not interested in selling or pushing one machine versus another, but the right machine for the particular situation. Whereas if you go, and with all due respect, you go to Amazon, you go to other so-called discount stores, and by the way, your prices are competitive, so that isn't really an issue, but if you go to those places, there's so many reviews and they all say contradictory things, and you know you could be spending hours reading those reviews and still not know, can you trust this machine? Is it the right machine?
Yes, it's very difficult and very confusing for consumers, and that's really, I think, why we decided that we wanted to have people call us. I think in the early days of the internet, from a business point of view, most people who were operating online stores or e-commerce sites were thinking that people would just go online and buy and they would generate a sale and generate income and they'd never have to talk to anyone. And in fact, the early sites were designed with that strategy specifically in mind. And even when you look at some of the modern shopping portals, they still have that mindset that they don't want the customer to really call and talk to them. They simply want the sale and generate revenue and move on. But we found that 80% of our sales are actually generated by a phone call. And that is certainly understandable. If someone is going to be spending several hundred dollars on an air purification system, they're certainly going to want to talk to someone and just be reassured that, yes, in fact, it is the correct machine, and if for some reason it doesn't turn out to be a good fit, what do they do? What do they do then? So it certainly has really helped us be opening up the lines of communication.
And what is that 800 number?
Oh, it is 800-868-0964.
All right, let's repeat that, please.
Yes, 800-868-0964.
Great. And again, we'll put it on Wright's Radio so people can find it very easily. Now, one of the issues that most people will have is they're trying to save money, so they're hoping that a little tiny small machine will do the job. But as I began to understand it, they can't do major jobs for certain reasons having to do with the particular filter. Some require changes of filter, some don't. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Oh, certainly, Joyce. With air purification, there are two primary technologies that we like to see. We've chosen these technologies primarily because they cannot hurt anyone. And the two technologies are HEPA filtration, which stands for high efficiency particle arrestation, and the other technology is activated carbon. The HEPA technology removes particles from the air, airborne particles such as dust and allergens. And it's very important to have the seal very tight around that HEPA filter so you don't have air escaping around the filter and thus not doing a very good job of filtration. In the less expensive units, you'll find that the seal isn't particularly good and the cross-section on the HEPA filter is very small. So they don't do a very good job of cleaning. And also, too, with the activated carbon, 1 pound of activated carbon has several acres of surface area. And it's that which really takes the airborne chemicals out of the air and is captured by the carbon. Less expensive models only have a few token ounces of activated carbon on a mesh screen, and they do work for a while, but they're quickly overwhelmed and then really stop doing anything, and the filters have to be changed very often. It's often better to get an air purifier that has both the HEPA filter and also a fairly deep carbon bed filter with many, many, many pounds of carbon, and that will do a very effective job of absorbing airborne chemicals and odors.
I had purchased a quote-unquote inexpensive machine that cost me $350 several years ago, inexpensive, and of course I soon discovered that I had to keep changing those carbon filters.
Yes.
And that was more expensive ultimately in the long run than the machine. So, and the machine really wasn't doing the job, and when it came to the terrible problems that I began to face, first with mold and then with secondhand smoke, it didn't do a thing at all, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, with particularly with secondhand smoke, that is a very difficult problem to address. And to address it, you really need many pounds of activated carbon in a deep carbon filter, at least 2 to 3 inches in depth, with, I would say, a minimum of 18 pounds of carbon. And we found that that air filter, that air purifier, is quite effective even in a room where you have a smoker smoking 1 to 2 packs a day.
Well, that's wonderful. What about the noise of machines? Again, I've experienced your machines. I know that they're quiet, but generally, how do you approach that?
Well, the noise is a very, very important issue, Joyce, and it's very objective. Some people are more sensitive to noise than others. I could sleep with a freight train going by the house. My wife cannot. With the air purifier technology, with forcing the air through the filters, for instance, a good air purifier should generate 240 cubic feet of clean air per minute. That is going to make some noise. It's just no way, there's no way to get around it when you're forcing that volume of air through the filters. Some air purifiers do it quieter than others, though. So that certainly is a choice. One manufacturer we have has made a unit with a variable speed motor where the unit is very much like a, or the motor is very much like a rheostat or a light dimmer switch with the control, so you can fine-tune it for the noise. So if someone is very sensitive to the noise, for instance, they can perhaps run it on high in the bedroom for an hour before they go to sleep or go into the bedroom, and then they can back it off to a more comfortable speed setting and a more comfortable noise level. So noise is a very important consideration, and that's certainly one of the questions that that I ask when I'm speaking to a customer.
We have about 2 minutes left, and I'd like to talk about ozone, because you have a lot to share with our listeners.
Yes.
On that.
Well, first, ozone is, in fact, a very effective air cleaner. Unfortunately, according to the American Lung Association and many other sources, and the state of California, it will damage lung tissue. In fact, the findings are that if the ozone concentration is strong enough to clean, it's strong enough to do damage to your lung tissue. Over time, of course, it won't necessarily damage it immediately, but the state of California, for instance, requires air purifiers sold in the state to be certified such that they do not produce an unsafe level of ozone. But if the air purifier using ozone is effective in cleaning, then it is, in fact, probably damaging your lung tissue.
Oh, dear. Well, that's not good news at all.
No. In fact, when we first started the company, my wife said, "You're not going to sell ozone generators." And I said, "Why is that, dear?" And she referred me to these sites. So consequently, we do not sell ozone generators.
Barry, I want to thank you for this most informative call. It's really been a pleasure, and I hope you're going to join us again. And I know that you're going to be a popular site to visit for our listeners. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Joyce. It was a pleasure.
Okay, and this is Dr. Joyce. Star with RightsRadio.com and StarPublications.com. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.